Good morning and shalom. Want to welcome us this morning. Let this day mean all that God wanted it to mean to us. May the shalom of Jesus Christ, because of what he has done, continue to give us the ability to come to his presence. This is the peace that surpasses our understanding, that pauses, keeps our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. We are in the book of Romans, chapter number 11. And we want to deal with verses 1 all the way to 12. In this section, we focus on God's mercies and deserved kindness on Israel, the firstborn son. When they sinned, or when he sinned, God rejected the Israelites. He hardened their hearts, or he hardened the hearts of some of them because they were unbelievers. But he hardened those unbelievers among them briefly. But he did that so that he could be able to graft, or he could be able to bring in the Gentile sons into the family. God has kept the faithful remnants among the Jews to this very day. When we began dealing with the book of Romans, chapter 9, 10, and 11, we said that these three chapters gives the timelines of the firstborn son and how the secondborn son was accepted. In Romans 9, we discovered that we were focusing on the Israel's past. It's talking about the past, how God chose them, how God selected them sovereignly, how God picked them, how God, the criteria that God used to select the Jews, or to select anyone. And he said it's not based on what one has done, or what somebody has not done. And he gave an example of the twins, Jacob and Esau. God says that the younger would serve the older even before they were born, even before they had done any good or bad. And that shows that God does not use the criteria we use to do the selection. That's why it's about his suffering. God uses the purpose. He chooses one object or one vessel for this purpose, another vessel for this purpose. And then he created them that way. He called them that way. And then we discovered chapter 9, how God blessed them. They are so blessed with so many blessings. But they did not honor those blessings. Because of the many blessings, this one, they removed them, or they made them not to continue to worship God. It's amazing how blessings can draw people apart or away from God or from one another. Chapter 10 of Romans, we discovered about the Israel's present, where they are now. And we discovered that many live as the enemies of the good news. Many have rejected the word of God. Many has left where they are supposed to be. They are supposed to be at the table. They are not even serving God. And looking at the firstborn son in the story of the prodigal son, Luke 15, we discover that the elder boy was out slaving. According to him, he was slaving for the father. And he felt that God had not given him what he deserves. And he has been complaining all the time. And now when the second born comes, Israel present is that he is very unhappy with him, and for that reason he has lost touch with God. He does not know the salvation that God has. Now if you read Romans 10, you can verses 21, the Bible says, "But regarding Israel, God said, all day long I opened my arms to them, but they were disobedient and rebellious." So today, God has continued to open his hands, his arm, all day long to this very day. All day long, God has opened his arms. But this firstborn son has remained disobedient and rebellious. Now that's how far we went in chapter 10. Now chapter 11 starts, "I ask then, has God rejected his people, the nation of Israel? Of course not. I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, and a member of the tribe of Benjamin." Now chapter 11 of the book of Romans gives Israel's future. Present, they were chosen, given all the blessing. Present, they are rebellious and disobedient, and God's hand is lifted to them. But the Israel's future is that God will really save the Israelites. God will not forget his people. Here, this person is asked, has God rejected? Yes, they have rejected God, but God has God rejected them as a nation? Not at all. He has not rejected them. So in the future, we are going to discover that all Israel shall be saved. And so this person is really looking at how these people rejected God, and how their hearts continued to be rebellious. But we will discover that God's people are secure in him. Despite the fact that they are rebellious, chapter 11 will be telling us that because of his mercies, God makes sure that the people, his people that he chose, remain secure. There is a remnant that will still remain worshiping and looking up to God. Majority of the Jews would have rejected the blessings of God. But minority, there's a minority. Like Paul says, no, I'm one of them. And actually he says, no, I myself am an Israelite. Don't say that God has rejected Israel. Paul says, no, I am one of them. And he says, I'm a descendant of Abraham. I'm a member of the tribe of Benjamin. And then he says, no, God has not rejected his own people, whom he has chosen from the very beginning. This is to tell us, even if we remain faithless, God will still remain faithful. And here, Paul is giving a very good example of how in the time of Elijah thought that everybody has rejected God. And Paul gave, do you realize what the scripture says about this? Elijah the prophet complained to God about the people of Israel and said, Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars. I'm the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too. And do you remember God's reply? He said, no, I have 7,000 others who have never bowed down to Baal. It is the same day, for a few of the people of Israel have remained faithful because of God's grace, his undeserved kindness in choosing them. And since it is through God's kindness, it is not by their own works. For in that case, God's grace would not be what it really is, free and deserved. You see, here he is talking about that though majority have rejected and remained disobedient, God has still remained faithful, And God has continued to give them or to extend his kindness, his grace. And because it is his grace, it is not based on what he has done. It is undeserved kindness in choosing them. He chose them for his purpose. Remember, he has not fulfilled his purpose. He has not finished his purpose because that's what he did. God, it's not good for us to reject God, but because of the purposes to which God he chose us for, he will not, you know, reject us. He has not rejected Israel forever. Yes, he punished them because of disobedience, because of unbelief, but God will not reject Israel. God will finally take in all Israel, those who would have remained by then. God will choose them. One day when Jesus comes, all Israel shall be saved. And now we are asking ourselves, why is it that these people, they got obstinate? Why is it that they became rebellious? Why is it that they became disobedient? It is so amazing to realize that the reason to why they became rebellious is because of the blessings that God has given them. It's because of the table that God has called them. It's because of the privilege. They did what we call, they took the grace of God in vain. So, this is the situation. Most of the people of Israel have not found the favor of God they are looking for. So, honestly, a few have. The one God has chosen. But the hearts of the rest were hardened. So they hardened their heart. And because of hardening their heart, God hardened the hearts of them all the more. So the scriptures say, God has put them into deep sleep. To this day, he has shut their eyes so they do not see. They have closed their ears so they do not hear. Likewise, David said, let their bountiful table become a snare and a trap that makes them think all is well. Let their blessing cause them to stumble and let them get what they deserve. Now, this is so bad that the blessings that God gave them caused them to stumble. And that is what we are talking about, the blessings of God. God blessed Israel so mightily. But what happened? They became entitled because of the blessings. The blessing, the table that God caused them, it is that bountiful table. Let their bountiful table become a snare. Imagine the table that is full of everything that God has called them. The table means the presence of God and all the many things that God gave them. That bountiful table became a snare for them. What a bad thing. They became entitled. They got used to the blessings of God. They felt that they are better. And they inserted the spirit of grace. Their eyes were shut. They became blind. They could not see. Their back were bent. They stumbled before God. But now, as we close, God is asking, did God's people stumble and fall beyond recovery? Of course not. They were disobedient, so God made salvation available to Gentiles. But he wanted his own people to become jealous and claim it for themselves. Now, what you're talking about here is that they stumbled, but they fell, but not beyond recovery. In their falling down, apparently, the second-born son got an entry into the father's heart, into the table. This is the greatest news. This is a mystery. That when they were stumbling, we the Gentiles got into the table. We were invited into the table. The prodigal son came and was accepted because of how the firstborn son was treating the blessings at the table. And now the Gentiles are enriched because Israel turned down God's offer of salvation. But one day, they will be able to come back and accept it. Father, in Jesus' name, help us to trust in you and help us that the blessings you've given us will not become a snare to us, the bountiful table that you have set before us. Lord, we pray that you may help us, that it will not become a snare to us, that we will not stumble because of the many blessings. Help us to look up to you and forever be appreciative. In Jesus' name.